KJAN, Radio Atlantic.
And at 7:06, it's partly cloudy, 51 degrees in Atlantic. We look for cloudy skies this morning with areas of fog and drizzle. Becoming partly cloudy this afternoon, a high of 68. There is a dense fog advisory in effect until 10 a.m. for Cass, Crawford, Carroll, Audubon, Guthrie, Dallas, Adair, Madison, Adams, Union, Taylor, and Ringgold counties, where visibilities could be 1/4 mile or less this morning. Good morning, I'm Rick Hansen with KJAN News, brought to you by Rex Pharmacy, where they'll help you stay on track with your medications. Ask them about no-wait refills and Rex packs. Police in Council Bluffs Sunday evening said an arrest warrant has been issued in connection with the shooting death of 22-year-old Anthony Walker at an apartment complex on the evening of March 7th. Authorities are seeking 30-year-old Marcus Moses Davis, who is wanted for first-degree murder, attempted murder, and first-degree robbery. Davis is considered to be armed and extremely dangerous. He may also be in the company of a female whom police have identified as 22-year-old Rachel Lewis, who is a person of interest and whose whereabouts are unknown. Lewis is wanted for questioning and the continued investigation of the homicide. She's a white female with brown hair, 5 feet 3 inches tall, weighing 135 pounds. Davis is a black male, about 5 feet 10 inches tall, weighing 140 pounds. Both are from Council Bluffs. The pair may be in a maroon Pontiac Grand Prix with a possible Iowa license plate EAH903 or a black Nissan Sentra with an in-transit tag in a rear window. Authorities say you should not attempt to confront Davis or Lewis on your own. Call your local police department or the Council Bluffs Police Department. Persons with information on their whereabouts may also call Crime Stoppers at 712-328-7867. Two other men were arrested last week in connection with Walker's murder. 19-year-old Ben Lean of Council Bluffs was arrested Tuesday morning. 22-year-old Wesley Correa Carminati was arrested Monday night. Both men are from Council Bluffs, and they face the same charges as Davis. Lean was also wanted on warrants from Pottawatomie County and Dallas County for escape from custody and violation of probation. Deputies of Montgomery County arrested two people on alcohol-related charges Sunday with the assistance of Red Oak Police. At around 4:25 a.m., 28-year-old Trenton Lee Murray of Omaha was arrested for OWI second offense and on a valid Iowa State Patrol warrant for OWI first offense. Murray was transported to the Montgomery County Jail and held on a $3,000 cash bond. And at around 10 p.m. Sunday, deputies arrested 60-year-old Fidel Ramos Leon of Red Oak for public intoxication. Ramos Leon was taken into custody in the 700 block of East Joy Street and brought to the Montgomery County Jail, where his bond was set at $300. Deputies in Montgomery County arrested 32-year-old Scott James Weiss of Red Oak on Sunday afternoon. Weiss was charged providing tobacco to a person or persons under the age of 18. His bond was set at $300. Fremont County Sheriff Kevin Astrup reports early this morning deputies conducted an investigation into illegal drug activity. As the result of that investigation, 35-year-old Joshua Martin of Riverton was arrested for possession of methamphetamine with the intent to deliver. The arrest happened after undercover deputies conducted a drug transaction with Martin. Martin was arrested with incident at the scene following the transaction. He was transported to the Fremont County Jail and being held on $100,000 cash bond. Other drug charges were pending the following of conclusion of the investigation. Police in Council Bluffs arrested a man on a felony burglary in the second degree charge early Sunday morning. Raul Landeros Jimenez was taken into custody and booked into the Pottawatomie County Jail on the felony charge. Authorities arrested Jimenez after officers responded to 722 6th Avenue at around 5:20 a.m. Sunday for a reported disturbance. Before they arrived, officers were advised of a male suspect who had entered the residence. Upon their arrival, officers located Raul Jimenez inside the home. And after further investigation, it was established he'd arrived at the residence with the intent of assaulting his ex-girlfriend who was inside. Jimenez assaulted Miguel Villarreal inside the residence before kicking in the front door to the residence. He then entered home and began looking for his ex-girlfriend when officers arrived and took him into custody. Red Oak police late Saturday night arrested a Red Oak couple on disorderly conduct and public intoxication charges. 28-year-old Richard Dean Pierce and 29-year-old Katie Marie Pierce were taken into custody at around 11:30 p.m. in the vicinity of North 2nd and East Washington Streets in Red Oak. The couple were brought from Montgomery County Jail and held on $300 cash bond each. Red Oak police report also the arrest of 47-year-old Lynn Kenneth Houchins of Red Oak on a charge of domestic abuse assault, third or subsequent arrest. Houchins was arrested Saturday night at 504 East Market Street in Red Oak. And the charge is a felony. Houchins was taken to Montgomery County Jail, where he was being held without bond until being seen by a magistrate. In the funeral announcements, Luella Adams, age 85, of Atlantic, died March the 7th at Atlantic Specialty Care. Services for Luella Adams will be today at 10:30 at Hockenberry Family Care Funeral Home Chapel in Atlantic. Elva Joy Haas, age 97, of Missouri Valley and formerly of Griswold, died March the 7th in Missouri Valley. Funeral services for Joy Haas will be today at 11 o'clock at Griswold United Methodist Church. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Meta Hemphill, age 91, of Atlantic, died Tuesday at CCMH. Funeral services for Meta Hemphill will be today at 2:30 at Hockenberry Family Care in Atlantic. Gerald Harvey, age 88, of Stewart and formerly of Redfield, died March the 4th. Funeral services for Gerald Harvey will be held tomorrow at 10 o'clock at the Stewart Mount Vernon United Methodist Church. Johnson Family Funeral Home's Stewart Chapel has arrangements. Bill Casey, age 102, of Ida Grove and formerly of Griswold, died Tuesday. A mass of Christian burial for Bill Casey will be held tomorrow at 10:30 at Our Lady of Grace Catholic Church in Griswold. Dune Funeral Home in Griswold has arrangements. Max Pangburn, age 79, of Atlantic, died Wednesday. Celebration of life services for Max Pangburn will be held tomorrow at 2 o'clock at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. Vera Laver, age 96, of Elkhorn, died Sunday at Murtu Medical Center. Funeral services for Vera Laver will be held Wednesday at 10:30 at the Pauly Jones Funeral Home in Harlan. Dwayne Nielsen, age 68, of Exira, died Saturday. Funeral services for Dwayne Nielsen will be on Wednesday at 10:30 at Exira Lutheran Church. Kessler Funeral Home in Exira has arrangements. Linda Johnson, age 68, of Oakland and formerly of Carson, died Saturday in Council Bluffs. Funeral services for Linda Johnson will be Wednesday at 11 a.m. at the Carson United Methodist Church. Reconvene Funeral Home in Oakland has arrangements. Leola Getzinger, age 89, who's formerly of Manila, died Saturday in Cedar Falls. Funeral services for Leola Getzinger are pending at Odie Funeral Home in Manila. And Iola Muller, age 91, of Atlantic, died Saturday at the Heritage House. Funeral services for Iola Muller are pending at the Roland Funeral Home in Atlantic. The news was brought to you by Rex Pharmacy in Atlantic. The prices you need, the service you deserve. I'm Rick Hansen reporting.